Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Let's get started. Welcome to the WordPress Help Desk. Hi, my name is Ken Freeman, and here's what I have for you in today's show. Every week, we bring you three parts, page one, page two, and page three. Page one is the latest WordPress news, page two is our WordPress focus, and page three is my favorite part, and that's where we take your calls, take your questions, and we try to answer anything you have about WordPress. We try to fit this show into 30 minutes so that you can absorb it, that you can take it, you can share it with your friends, you can subscribe and be notified every time we do this. You can follow us over at twitter.com/awebstore.com. And today's show, of course, is sponsored by our primary websites that we want you to go to. Number one is site-keeper.com, because this is where we offer WordPress managed support. WPSiteMakers.com, where you can get great, engaging, award-winning website design. And we would love for you to also know about our special high-speed, lightning-fast WordPress-optimized hosting at hosting-master.com. If you have any questions, visit our sponsors. Let them know that you heard about them on Blog Talk Radio. And by the way, won't you subscribe while you're here? Tell your friends about WordPress Help Desk. And now let's get started on page one. My name is Ken Freeman, and this is my WordPress Help Desk podcast. In the news, WordPress 4.1.1 update hit this week, and all of my 150 WordPress sites updated without a single conflict. What followed was a flurry of plugin updates from WordPress SEO by Yoast, MetaSlider, Retina Images, and Contact 7, suggesting a total of over 255 total updates just this week. My key point, if you're running a WordPress website with any of these plugins, you better get them updated right now. YouTube is in the news again for all WordPress owners who run YouTube on your WordPress websites. YouTube is cracking down on branded content freebies. It has been announced that YouTube is no longer allowing graphical title cards to appear in videos. The policy states that creators working with brands to make sponsored content are not allowed to put video overlays on those brands' logos or other marketing materials on the videos in question. YouTube Filter reports, however, if a brand agrees to pay Google to advertise on that particular creator's channel, then video overlays are allowed. You need to protect your WordPress against bad bots. Self-hosting your WordPress website can provide you with a great deal of freedom in how you set up and run your website. Unfortunately, that freedom comes with a cost. You have to ensure that your site is protected. You will have to keep your site safe from hackers, content spam, and brute force attacks. Perhaps you have noticed bad bots looking at the themes and plugins on your website. Why? They're looking for vulnerabilities to exploit. Why do you need to protect your WordPress site? Because there are different actions how your website gets attacked, and the most common are brute force attacks on your login page. Bots are trying different logins and passwords to gain access to your back end. Comment spam, like the name says, bots are trying to post spam comments even for blog posts where comment posting is disabled. Sniffing for unsafe themes and plugins, bot comes along and tries to access miscellaneous files on your website. And then indexing your blog, a bot checks all your pages just like the Google bot. And this kind of bot is operated by companies wanting to collect your data and content for statistics, link profiles, and so forth. All of these attacks generate often much more of a load on your web server than your regular visitors. and the problem with WordPress, or more precisely, the PHP code, which is executed for every page view, is that it uses up memory or RAM, and every web server has a limited memory which is shared by all the sites running on it. Bad bots can max out the server memory in a few minutes. Before you know it, your site is down as well as every other site on the server, and the advantage is to limit the number of requests on PHP files, and that will help keep out unwanted bots from your server. Now, three recommended plugins I highly recommend that you use is W3 Total Cache. And within W3 Total Cache, there's a way to monitor your site for protection, and you might want to turn that on. It is a subscription, but it is well worth it. Then there's Super Cache, and then Brute Protect. Now, I don't use Brute Protect as much on our websites because we already use HT Access rules to block out Brute Protect, but it is a good working tool if you don't know how to block out through your HT Access. Now, in the news, infinite scrolling themes have been creating quite a buzz lately. In fact, this is a popular design that is employed by numerous websites, especially blogs. Jetpack for WordPress even has a special infinite scrolling module for blog posts, and even social media platforms such as Twitter are now integrating infinite scroll on their feeds. To learn the advantages and disadvantages of infinite scrolling, you have to first understand what it is. What is infinite scrolling? Infinite scrolling, as the name suggests, is more of an interaction solution that tends to continuously load content as the user scrolls down toward the end of the page. As such, the end of the page never arrives. Instead, there is a fresh new content that just keeps coming up as they keep scrolling. This is helpful when you have a lot of scrolling involved, such as Facebook news feeds, Tumblr blogs, even WordPress blogs with a lot of posts. Infinite scrolling straightway eliminates the need of pagination. But while there are many advantages to infinite scrolling sites, there are certainly valid disadvantages, and you need to know about these before investing in infinite scrolling sites. A recent post in Torque Mag tackles the advantages and disadvantages for you. Check it out over at torquemag.io/taking-look-infinite-scrolling, and of course put dashes between those words. Taking-look-infinite-scrolling. Do you want to know how to import articles into your WordPress from Excel spreadsheets? Well, if you are into PHP coding and would like to write a PHP script to import articles into WordPress via Excel, you will be able to easily import your articles without problems. Just go over to this article at wordpresscoach.blogspot.com/2015-01, and then of course putting dashes between these words, how to import articles into WordPress.html. Are you interested in improving your SEO? Well, WordPress SEO for Images is a great plugin to use. I assume that you know all about the importance of the alt tag, but you also need to include not only the alt tag, but a title attribute. And the WordPress SEO for Image plugin can do just that. This plugin adds the alt and title in your website's images automatically, and it changes the format of these attributes. So all you have to do is open the plugins page and make the changes you want. Now, remember, SEO is a continuously learning process because of the search engine changing strategy and development. And our final topic in today's news focuses on hosting. What are those major trends in hosting as it relates to WordPress? Well, as technologies are being advanced and developed rapidly, it comes as no surprise to see that the internet is becoming more integral part of everything, especially if we talk about how the web hosting is changing. The future of web hosting is not certain, and it's going to go through a lot of interesting developments, but it is certain that web design and web hosting will play a crucial part in technology development as well as the evolving industry and businesses alike. In the near future, it is expected that many companies are going to change over to cloud-based hosting services. Although there are many differences between classical web hosting and cloud hosting, with the development of internet security and security measures, cloud hosting is becoming more and more reliable as it is becoming a more favorable choice, not just for big businesses, but for many branches of industry as well. The future is your data storage. Because we all utilize more and more advanced means of data storage, it means that we can all also rely on more VPS hosting, as these services will become faster and more secure. With SSD technology, transferring and securing data will not only become faster, but it will also be more resistant to accidents that could happen than in the past. Nowadays, it's all about speed of data transfer, but unless web hosting can deal with that issue and provide the security and the reliability, a lot of businesses will be reluctant to change. Now, getting into the market was never an easy task, and it's even harder for those who focus on niche marketing, as they have to be careful about what they offer and how they deliver their goods and services. And although it might seem like an ungrateful tactic, it can pay off, and it will pay off in the future. Web hosting in general will be able to better suit niche markets and what they have to offer to the general public. A good example of that is WordPress hosting. And an increase in security is perhaps the biggest concern of any business when approaching web hosting, and that is the issue of risk and security. But future software and technologies are going to make things a lot easier for hosting, and because of those new products, we will be able to see better security without having to compromise speed. And the ascent of software-defined security that will be able to guard and protect the data center perimeters will make web hosting even more reliable and user-friendly. Now, while the Internet of Things are still in an abstract concept of taking shape, once that platform is available, it will make streaming big data, dealing with big issues, a lot simpler. Moreover, it will allow for businesses to integrate with some of the most important parts of the Internet so that they can focus on alarming matters concerning energy consumption and pollution. And then, of course, disaster planning is at the top priority for WordPress hosting, but for IT in general. Disaster planning is the top priority, not just for WordPress hosting, but for IT in general. And with newer hosting possibilities, it will be possible to avoid certain risks, to concentrate on reliable strategy and design to battle possible arising risk in the future. And the most prominent problem right now is probably the risk of data storage and web hosting risk in general. But with proper risk management, it's possible to avoid those fatal scenarios. So what is the trend of the future of web hosting? Well, there are many trends that could become a reality in web hosting, and it's important to stay up to date with them, as it is vital to stay ahead of your competition. More importantly, it's crucial to understand how a web host will change so that you can integrate your business without having to sacrifice or compromise anything. In the end, the future of web hosting may be still hazy, but it will require some time to see what's going to happen. Well, that's all we have for this week's news. Let's move to page 2 for our WordPress focus. Today I want to tell you about 5 ways to optimize your WordPress website for better performance. Let's get started. Today in our WordPress focus, I want to focus on 5 simple optimizing tips for your WordPress website. As much as we all love WordPress, one thing is clear. Sometimes we have to deal with a painstakingly long load time. A sluggish site can damage your brand, lose your visitors, subscribers, and customers. In short, slow load time is a major factor that will deter people from your website before they even get to know about your service or products. Research studies show us that every additional second of load time matters, and so it's in your best interest to improve it right now. Here are 5 simple tips that I have for you to easily optimize your WordPress website and enjoy significantly faster load times. First, choose the right host. Shared hosting might sound attractive and it's cheap for sure, but when it comes to page load time, it can be your worst nightmare. Featuring aspects like slow site speed and frequent downtimes during high traffic. If you plan on having lots of people visit your website, you probably do, don't you? Well, choosing this kind of shared hosting platform will work against you in the future. Choose an efficient, powerful, high-speed platform with simple back-end and great support in case you need help. Now, for WordPress users, WP Engine in Austin is a classic. Established as a WordPress-optimized host over the years, it's gained its status as a WordPress-recommended hosting provider. Another option could be StudioPress's Synthesis Hosting, a well-known provider of business-class WordPress hosting. Of course, we are biased about our own sponsor, Hosting-Master, because from the day that server went live, we have watched it become one of the fastest and most stable and best-supported WordPress hosts available. Number two, you need to monitor your plugins. Plugins are a great part, in fact, the most important functional part of WordPress, but we realize they can negatively affect your load time. They not only slow down the page, but they can also cause security problems, even crash. The trick here is to use plugins that are only necessary to the functionality of your website. Remove those that are not essential, and if your website still takes ages to load, try to disable one plugin at a time and test your load. You'll detect which plugin is responsible for the slowdown, and then look for a lighter alternative, and if you find nothing, try other ways of improving your load time. Once you do your testing, you'll also notice that by limiting plugins, it's not about their number, it's about the number of operations they need to perform to render your website in the browser. Have a look at your plugins and detect which ones add extra database queries, loads lots of assets like scripts and styles, or performs complex operations and remote requests. These are the ones that slow your site down. Once you do your testing, you'll also notice that limiting plugins is not about their number. What you need to do is look at your plugins and detect which ones add those extra factors, those extra remote requests. Those are the ones who slow your site down. Then you need to optimize your images. This is my third point. Optimizing images. You know, we all love to use captivating visuals on our websites, but the costs involved are more than obvious. Heavy images are sometimes things that you should avoid. In fact, three easy methods for optimizing all of your visuals, including those big images, is to limit their size. Use an image editor to crop them, remove image comments, or edit them with the size in mind. Now, choose formats like JPEG, PNG, and small GIFs. Avoid PMP at all costs. Don't forget to include the SRC attribute in the code. Otherwise, browsers will make a request for each element. Rendering it in the loading process will take even longer. You can automatically optimize all your images with a smart WP plugin or with Yahoo's image optimization technique called Smushit. I've been using Smushit on a number of our image-intensive sites and notice a major speed increase. This is one optimizing tool your WordPress needs if you're using large images. Number four, you need to use a content delivery network. This is a really smart move for speeding up your website. Content delivery networks, or CDNs, will basically take all of your static files, including CSS, JavaScript, images, PDFs, the other elements, and it will allow visitors to download them in a matter of seconds from the nearest server. Now, choose one with a simple dashboard and reasonable pricing, and setting it up will only take a couple of minutes of your time and can drastically improve the performance of your website. Among top CDN services, you can find Max CDN with lots of peering partners in Europe and North America, as well as servers all over the world. And this is found right there inside your W3 Total Cache. It's easy to turn on and configure. Now, I hear others talking about Cloudflare as a well-known CDN service that won't charge you for your bandwidth usage if your site becomes extremely popular. However, in my own experience with Cloudflare, it is that it creates problems editing a highly active website because you have to disconnect Cloudflare to edit your site and adding new content. Plus, in my own testing, I found that Cloudflare slowed down my page load speed by at least 2 seconds, and it also disabled my brute force htaccess rules. So if you're going to use a CDN, use a professional one, and I think you'll be happier that you did. And then finally, optimize your home page. It's most likely that when users visit your website for the first time, they do it by accessing your home page. That's why we need to make sure that it loads fast and attracts as many visitors as possible. Here are some top tips on how to optimize your homepage. Reduce your content. Instead of showing full posts, make sure you use short excerpts. Limit the number of posts shown on a page. Instead of 10, make it only show 2 or 3. Remove social media widgets you don't need on your homepage. It's smart to attach them exclusively to the posts. And then get rid of interactive plugins that aren't vital to the functionality of your homepage or that are unused. Keep your design clean, minimal, and light, choosing your styles and scripts and themes carefully, and remember that the world of web design, less is often more. Even if it takes a bit more time, everything you do to speed up your website is well worth the effort. So what I've told you to do in today's show is to choose the right host. And remember, if you need a good, great WordPress host, consider Hosting Dashmaster. You need to monitor your plugins. And remember that if you need full WordPress managed support for your plugins, themes, and WordPress versions, to keep them updated and safe, visit site-keeper.com. I told you to optimize your images, and the tool I suggested was Smushit. And then I said use a content delivery network or CDN, and I recommended Max CDN. And then I said, finally, optimize your homepage by minimalizing your content. Well, I hope today's WordPress focus has helped you. Tell a friend about our podcast and remember to bookmark our iwphelpdesk.com. Now let's get started on page 3, where I answer your real questions. To send me a question for use on this show, shoot me an email to support@awebstore.com or send me a text to 903-926-2607. That's email support@awebstore.com or text 903-926-2607. Okay, well, as we begin our questions for this week, remember if you want to ask a question, shoot me an email to support@awebstore.com or text me at 903-926-2607. Nancy asked a most important question. In fact, because we have gone over our time on our regular focus, I'm going to limit our questions today to Nancy's question because it deserves an answer. She says, why should I go to the expense of recreating my website just so I can become responsive? Well, responsive design is one of the most discussed topics of recent years, and here's why. We are now living in a multi-platform world where everyone is totally surrounded by different types of devices like smartphones, tablets, iPads, iPhones, and so forth. With the rapid adoption of mobile devices, the web development scenario has totally changed. Let's look at some astonishing statistics. According to the recent Google research study, 98% of users move between multiple devices in the same day to complete a task. Another study shows how mobile internet has changed our lives, stating that 80% of users do not leave home without their smartphones. 74% use those smartphones to go online, and 55% use them to search for something on the internet. Currently, more than half of all local searches are carried out on mobile devices, and this trend continues. Needless to say, the mobile search will overtake desktop search within this year. In addition to these facts, eMarketer, a research analyst, has predicted that over one-third of the world's population will be using smartphones by the end of 2017. According to this report, mobile phone users are rapidly adopting smartphones due to the declining prices and advances in 3G and 4G networks. And in this report, it is expected that the total number of smartphone users will hit 1.75 billion here as we move into 2015. All of these compelling evidences demonstrate that responsive design is the very future of web development and online marketing. So why should you adopt a responsive design? Well, having understood the importance of responsive web design, let me quickly dive in to some of the main unique benefits. Google loves responsive design. Nothing can beat this first and foremost reason. Google has publicly advocated for the use of responsive web design. Why? Because it adheres perfectly to their high standard of quality content and clean link structure. And responsive web design uses a single URL and uses all the same HTML, so it's easier for Google to crawl, index, and organize the content of the website. Responsiveness only uses CSS to change how a web page will be rendered, and so on the contrary, a separate mobile site runs on a different URL, a different HTML, a different desktop version, and it requires Google to crawl and index several versions of the website. And Google recommends a responsive website because this single URL makes it easier for users to interact with, link to, and share all of your content that lives on your website. And also, it's better for the users because there's no redirections to get a device-optimized view of your site, which increases their overall load time or accessing time. And on the other time, a user agent's redirection can redirect your website user experience away from your website. It enhances the user experience because one of the most appealing aspects of responsive design is its flexibility to adapt to any size device screen. Rather than shrinking images and text to fit the screen, a responsive website fits into the frame, whatever that may be, and gives your users the seamless, optimal experience. And best of all, a website with responsive design has an excellent navigation control through which users are able to go through that content without having to scroll or resize, no matter how or where they are or on what device they're using. And Google even goes so far as to say that if a user lands on the mobile version of your website and gets frustrated, you have more than a 61% chance that they will redirect to another site rather than stay on yours. And if they experience your mobile site is positive, then they have a 67% chance of making a purchase or using your service. And so the user experience is a major ranking factor on Google, and responsive web design is beneficial to you. And then, of course, time and cost effectiveness. When we did not have responsive web design, web developers had to use multiple versions of a single website for multiple devices. They needed to put in lots of effort to make an update to each of those pages, and it required maintaining separate domains for a mobile site. For a mobile version, there was a need to have even a separate mobile code base. But after the evolution of responsive web design, web developers created a single website for all screen sizes, and this has become one of the best things about WordPress and its CMS is that it works well for responsiveness, and it allows you to manage a single site and requires less administration and maintenance cost, and it's better on Google. And this results in better SEO, and that again is because Google only has to track one URL to crawl your site, and it gives a much better experience for Google, and that helps you in the ranking. Now, increased conversions and sales. With responsive web design, your customers are able to access your whole site, make purchases, and even result in sales and higher conversion rates. Whereas if they went to an old mobile site, they may not be able to access that same information. And then we need to know that as things change and things come up, it's going to adapt to future devices. One of the most hidden, most prominent benefits of a responsive design, it is 100% future-proof. When developing a responsive site, the size of the template is designed to adapt to the screen size instead of the device. This means your site will always render no matter what screen size it's seen on. And so as the future comes with new devices such as watches, TVs, glasses, your responsive website will continue to look amazing and beautiful, and all you need to do is update your content instead of building a new device-oriented website every year. Well, this brings us to the end of this important weekly webcast podcast on WordPress. So tell your friends, subscribe while you're here, and by the way, bookmark my WPHelpDesk.com and call me at 214-703-0505 if you need WordPress help this week. Now, until we meet again next week, thank you for listening to my WordPress Help Desk.
You've been listening to my WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.